Right now, though, let's meet someone who has just launched a new initiative to showcase great New Zealand writing. Some are calling it a phoenix rising from the ashes of the Bauer stable of magazines. After 4 weeks of grieving for mags like The Listener and the New Zealand Women's Weekly and others, the editors of some of those magazines have found a new way to get their writing to their readers. It's called Capsule NZ. CapsuleNZ.com, if you want to look it up. It's linked from our webpage. It's a website, and it contains articles written by the editors of some of the titles I just mentioned. It's the idea of former deputy editor of the New Zealand Women's Weekly, Kelly Bertrand, who joins me now. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Good. Nice to talk to you. And I'm keen to talk about the positive and progressive stuff, but I have to ask, how have the last few weeks been for you?
Look, the first few weeks of lockdown weren't great for us. It was a big shock what happened to everybody at Bauer. We weren't really expecting it. So, there was a lot of grieving, I guess is the right word. A fair few bottles of rosé were consumed by all of us, I think, during that time.
No doubt. Did you have much time to absorb it? Like how long was there between finding out what was going to happen and actually having to pack up your desk and go?
The process of that was complicated a little bit thanks to lockdown. So we actually only went into the building last week to pick up all of our personal stuff. So it's been in some ways it's been quite drawn out, but in other ways sometimes it feels like it just happened yesterday.
What was that like, by the way, going back in?
It was quite eerie, but it was actually less emotional for me than I thought it was going to be because everything amazing about our jobs, you know, it all comes down to the people, and the people weren't there. So it was strangely unemotional for me personally. I know for a few other people it was pretty intense, but I was just, happy to pick up my things and move on and look forward to the day where we can actually get together and to celebrate and commiserate and remember all of the amazing things we did, because we haven't had the chance to do that yet, which I think is the very weird part of how everything ended,
For sure. So how did this website, Capsule NZ, come about?
The four of us, so it's myself, Alice O'Connell, who was the editor of New Zealand Women's Weekly, Nikki Jew, who was the editor-in-chief of Next and Good Health, and Emma Clifton, who was the deputy editor of the Australian Women's Weekly. We were all kind of commiserating together over many Zoom calls, and we just realised that we love writing. We missed writing. That's all we've ever done. So we realised we needed a platform to put that writing, we needed to put that writing somewhere, and Capsule was kind of born from there.
Who was given the technical job of actually building and organising the website?
That was me. I have absolutely no tech ability whatsoever.
Wow, that's
even
great.
Trying to hook up
looks
the
really
call
good.
From Skype was hard. Thank you very much. There's great services out there that let noobs like myself actually figure out what to do and how to build a website. Yeah. So it was actually a bit easier than I thought it was going to be.
You must be pleased with how it looks.
Yeah, not too shabby. Not too shabby. It could have been a whole lot worse.
What's the plan for it then?
It's a very good question. We launched it last night, and this was always supposed to be a passion project for us. We just wanted to write, and we reached out to a few of the other editors from Bauer and previous editors and writers who have been in the industry for a while, and we've got a few other people contributing. We just thought it would be, a great place to put our writing, and we wanted to make something that we would read, that we would want to read, and with the hopes that other people would want to read it too. And the response that we got from the launch last night has been incredible. It's made us so excited and so thrilled. So from here, it is, building the website up as best we can. Obviously, we're going to have to balance that with trying to find a job, that'll be fun. But basically doing with as much as we can with it, I think is the initial goal. We'll probably be doing some content creation as well. The four of us are kind of hoping to build up that side of capsule, so writing for different businesses and different clients, but it would be really great to focus on the stories that we think need to be told.
Yeah, you're not hurrying to try and make the website support for salaries.
Well, I guess I don't have to tell you that trying to make money out of media at the moment is nigh on impossible. So we didn't launch the website with money in mind. Like I say, it was a passion project, and everything, there's so much uncertainty in the world right now. There's so much that is uncertain, so much is unsure, but we just realized that we wanted to be sure of ourselves. And instead of waiting for someone else to make a decision as to whether or not some of the mags might be bought or wait for somebody else to do something, we really wanted to be the ones to do something.
And so you've written what you're written about what you're interested in. I'll just pick a story at random here. Here, I'm reading from it now. Tired of reading the same select passages of 50 Shades of Grey, Kelly Bertrand explores the new app that's taking the world of female erotica by storm.
Hey, we're females, man. We are complicated beings, and you know that's one side of being a modern woman. So, I saw a couple of other people talking about the app online, and thought that's a great story that New Zealand women should read. So,
yeah,
that's what I wrote.
Sorry if I sounded like I was taking the Mickey. I'm not at all. It looks like a fascinating story.
No.
Do you want to tell us something about the app?
It's absolutely fascinating. The creators of that particular app, Dipsy, are absolutely incredible, and they've built it as this amazing kind of feminist project that they've done. So, yeah, it was very interesting writing that one.
Great. And, you know, from time to time we hear rumours or theories or hopes that some of these magazines, these titles, much-loved titles, will be resuscitated, revived, and... you know, we hope that might happen, but in the meantime, much better to just start writing again and do what you love rather than waiting for that magic phone call, right?
That's the thing. And I think for so many of the titles, obviously I worked on New Zealand Women's Weekly for almost a decade. I started as an intern there when I was 20. So I've kind of grown up alongside that magazine, but the Weekly, the New Zealand Listener, they're taonga. I really hope that somebody does invest in those magazines, and even magazines like Next, who did incredible things for talking to women and talking really, really heightening that female conversation. They're incredible, incredible titles, but we just, like I say, we just really wanted to do something. And I think, the name Capsule is supposed to kind of refer to a capsule collection, you know, a curated collection of stories. Everything you need, nothing you don't. But in the last few weeks, the medicinal kind of side of the name really has taken on a lot more poignancy. It's been incredible for us to have some focus, to have a purpose, to have some confidence again, because it is different when you create a brand yourself as opposed to writing for a masthead that's been around for 88 years. So it's been confronting, but it's been wonderfully, wonderfully confronting. But yes, I really do hope that some of those magazines do get picked up again. It would be such a shame for New Zealand and for the magazine industry if they didn't.
Yeah, hey, well done. And I just warn people that it's a bit hard to find at the moment with Googling, which is understandable when it's only been around for less than 24 hours. So the best way is to go to capsulenz.com or go to a link from our website. Well done, Kelly. Keep us posted and let us know if we can help spread the message.
Thank you so much, Jesse. We really appreciate it. Thank you.